back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, and this is embarrassing for Wisconsin, our Senator Ron Johnson, YouTube has blocked him for a week, 7 days. He got a short jail sentence by YouTube. What did he do? He posted a video with false information about drugs that could take care of COVID. It was a nutty video. YouTube has a policy. It's available. Just check it out. Go on YouTube. Look at their policy. They even have, there's so many nuts posting things on YouTube and on social media in general. What they don't want is some nut putting on something that says this medicine or that pill or that drug will cure COVID, because enough people will believe it and they'll get COVID. I mean, this is pretty basic stuff, but they didn't expect a U.S. senator to do it. So Ron Johnson posted something on YouTube that mentioned two generic drugs that are specifically listed by YouTube as nutty posts, that if you post it, you will get thrown off of YouTube. And he did it anyway. And the way he did it was kind of a sly way. He said, well, these two generic drugs, consider them, just quote, there's not enough data for or against the question of whether they can treat COVID. Now, that is an extremely sneaky kind of thing to say, because you're going to have people, very gullible people, who figure, okay, I'm a Republican. I don't want to get vaccinated. And by the way, you're not going to believe this, but almost 30% of Republicans in polls say they're not going to get vaccinated because they look on it as an ideological thing. That's what they look on it as. So they look around for alternatives. Here's a U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He posts two generic drugs that are specifically listed by YouTube as nutty quackery drugs that should not be posted. And if you do, you will be suspended from YouTube. And he does it anyway. With a very sly oblique message as well, there's just not enough data for or against whether it cures COVID. Well, think about this. Think about how sly that was. There are a lot of drugs that nobody has investigated about whether they cure COVID because it's crazy on their face. Nobody says, well, you know, take prednisone or warfarin or blood pressure medication of any sort or something like that, or statins, and you know, it cures COVID. Nobody thinks to investigate that it might, because it doesn't. It's absurd. It's for something else. Trump did something like this, hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug, because a couple of nuts out on the fringe said, well, that cures COVID. And he went with that. He said it cures COVID. And then he joked, I do not believe he was serious, he's not that stupid, that injecting Lysol into your veins could do it. And guys did that. Not a lot, but I mean, somebody in New York did it, got taken to the emergency room, and somebody in Arizona did it. Why is Ron Johnson up to this? He's sniffing around, wants to run again. He does want to run again. He's sniffing. Why does he post two generic drugs that are, YouTube has said, you put this nutty stuff on there, we're going to suspend you. And he does. I think he wanted to be suspended to appeal to a Trump base, a cult base. That's what I think he did. And he did it in a sly way, saying just there's not enough data for or against whether it treats COVID. Well, there's no data. This is on the YouTube list that you will be suspended for this nutty stuff. All he did was get a headline, appeal to the Trump cult. That's all he did. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. In my personal opinion, Rojo is going to run again because he just he likes power. At this point in time, I can't understand how anyone can follow Trump anymore with all the things that's going on. I don't. I'm not going to try to get in the mind of a Trump follower anymore. But here's another thing that really, really has gotten to me this week. Republican lawmakers that are in charge of the state's budget writing process are going to eliminate a lot of things, if I get this right, for these forever chemicals in the water. Now, I don't know how it could get any worse than that also. I mean, water is the lifeblood of this state, fishing, recreation up north, of course, drinking also. So it just boggles my mind, Matt. So if you get time today, you can talk about the forever chemicals. And apparently they just don't care about the environment and water. I don't understand any of this stuff anymore, Matt. So anyway, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Excellent. Yeah, and I want to hit that right now. And here's what they did. You know, at one point, in Eagle River is a very Republican area. But at one point, a sports writer for the Eagle River paper, this is a couple of years ago, hit the Republicans because saying that what they're doing is hurting hunting and fishing, and they are. And the way to, I think, get to the Republicans on that issue is what it does to hunting and fishing, because it does. And that particular article was hitting them when they decided to get rid of state wetlands protection. Remember, there's a federal wetlands bill, but we had a state one that was tougher, and the Republicans got rid of the tougher one. And what they were doing is letting businesses fill in wetlands and then donate other land in response. So they would fill in choice wetlands, environmentally necessary wetlands for hunting and fishing. And then they would donate something that, much less significant. And the Republicans permitted that. That was permitted under federal law, but not state law before. What Paul's referring to now, the forever chemicals, PFAS, a long chemical name, we're not going to get into it. But forever means forever. It doesn't mean tomorrow. It doesn't mean 10,000 years from now. It means a long, long time. And it's going into our water. And up in Marinette, it's gotten to the point where they drink bottled water, and they have deer advisories. In other words, deer are drinking water. Obviously, deer are eating vegetation that itself is subject to this water and so forth. Then in La Crosse, forever chemicals are in the water. Now in Madison, okay, everybody out there in Madison listening to this, you have poisoned fish in most of your lakes and streams and water bodies in Dane County. Other than Lake Wingra and Lake Mendota, they haven't been added to the list yet, have advisories on fish. There's some fish, I went through this the other day, I'm not going to go through every fish, but some fish you can only have one a month, and some you can have one a week. Well, if a guy tells me you can have only this fish once a month because it's a poison fish, I'm not eating that poison fish, okay? I'm not eating it once a month. Are you kidding me? How do they know only once a month? Dane County has poison fish. La Crosse County has poison fish. Marinette County has poison fish. And think about something. Marinette, La Crosse, and Madison, Dane County, are not close to one another. And if they separately have poison fish, somebody else does too. And then it's a very, very short jump to deer. Deer drink water. That's already been raised a concern up in Marinette County. There's a lot of good hunting in Marinette County. Deer hunting is not only a big part of Wisconsin culture, it's a big part of the Wisconsin economy. Hunting and fishing and tourism, swimming, boating, water skiing, big part of the Wisconsin economy. The Republicans are permitting them, their donors, to put forever chemicals in the water. And why do I say that? Are they saying, well, we're going to go back to the lines. I'm very ticked off about this. We're going to go on some more, but first we're going to call on Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I actually was going to speak on a different topic, maybe touch on it on the end. But what you don't know about me is I'm very involved in conservation, conservancies, all of that. And what you're talking about is so important to our state. And Scott Walker was about as much for conservation as Adolf Hitler was for perpetuating the Jewish culture. It's absurd when they talk about being conservationists, what they have done to our state. And if guys like you, myself, now I'm really into hunting. I'm an outfitter. People don't know about this. I train hunting dogs. I'm very into it, very into it. And the way they've abused their state to their big donors, they're nothing more than a agenda-driven group of what they call politicians, not for America, not for Wisconsin, for their wallets, for their own wallets. That's what dictates what they do. The last thing I want to touch on, this is a little abstract from where we're going, but I got to touch on it. Dr. Fauci needs our support. Now they're trying to trash him to hide the criminal that caused the 500,000 deaths. This absurd takeover by our country by these radical right-wing nuts has got to stop. Thanks for the airtime and have a great day, man.
Excellent, excellent comments. Let me tell you a couple of things. A little time I can respond to both you and the rest of Wisco Paul before the break, and I'm going to pick it up afterwards. But on the water thing, Bill is hitting an important point. Let's hit this from hunting and fishing. Let's hit this from tourism. Let's hit this for clean water and animals in this state. The truth of the matter is that what they did is the DNR under Evers set a set of regs that would have limited the amount of PFAS. In other words, forever chemicals can be released in water by industry. They limited it. A lot more limited than they are now. And you know what they did? Voss blocked that. Voss blocked it. So when I say that the Republicans are contributing to these forever chemicals in the water, I mean it. I mean it. Voss blocked it. The DNR has professional scientists, people like Bill, an outfitter and a hunter and a fisherman. Hey, guys, this is not a left-wing issue. This is an American issue. This is a Wisconsin issue. This is our environment, clean water, clean lakes, clean Lake Michigan. They already put PFAS into Green Bay, which goes into Lake Michigan. I'm getting worked up over this. I'll tell you what, this poison fish in Madison, La Crosse, and Marinette. If you can't fish, soon you won't be able to hunt deer. And if you can't do that, our culture is going to change for the worse. And then on Fauci, I'll get back to him after the break. We're going to the break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.